452.
Countdown to sequester on WTOP. President Obama saying today he can't do a Jedi mind meld to get Republicans to agree on a budget deal. After a meeting at the White House, the president blames GOP lawmakers for failing to stop automatic spending cuts set to kick in tonight.
The president wants Republicans to accept a blend of tax hikes and long-term reduction in entitlement spending. Republicans say the fault is with the president for insisting that increased taxes be part of the resolution. Here to talk about it, Chris Wallace, host of Fox News Sunday. Hiya, Chris.
Hey, guys. How are you?
We're good. First of all, we should really make clear it's not a Jedi mind meld. It's a Vulcan mind meld, right?
Yeah, he had his sci-fi Jedi from Star Wars and mind meld from Star Trek. We have a very interesting outlook on all this on Sunday. We have the first interview with Mitt Romney and Ann Romney since the election. And one of the things we talked to them about is the mess in Washington. And it's very poignant because obviously they are, you know, still feel the pain of having lost a race that they thought that they were going to win. And they both firmly believe that if he were the president, Mitt Romney, that he would wouldn't be in the mess that we're in now. And he says that the big problem is the president is more interested in scoring points against Republicans and out campaigning when he should be meeting with them behind closed doors and trying to make a deal. And I think he feels he could have pulled it off.
Yeah, no matter who you supported, I mean, you have to wonder about that. Today, though, what struck you about what the president and House Speaker John Boehner had to say?
Well, nothing particularly today in the sense that they were just repeating what they'd said over and over and over again. What strikes me just about the situation, Brennan, is the fact that in every other walk of life, when, you know, whether we're negotiating for our contract at work or you're negotiating for the price of a car or figuring out with your wife where you're going to go to dinner, you know, you compromise. You state your position, and sometimes you win, the other person wins. You grimace and you give up a little bit. But you make a deal. Only in Washington is there never a deal made. And, you know, this has gone on now for years, and it just is insane. And I, you know, I'm sure the Democrats think the president's right or Republicans think that that their guys are right. It doesn't make any difference. You know, to make a deal, there has to be a compromise. Both sides have to have some victories and some defeats. Except in Washington.
Well, what kind of hurt does the country have to suffer before folks feel inspired to move on this and seek some sort of compromise?
I don't know. I mean, look, Hillary, we had an election. And, you know, and Mitt Romney, our exclusive guest on Sunday, was part of that election. And there was a long debate about it. And you would think, well, that would have we would have resolved something there. No. The gridlock continued. And I just have to, I think that the dissatisfaction, the anger and frustration outside of the Beltway with what's going on in Washington is going to have to keep building. And boy, at some point, you know, whether somebody's going to have to win a clear victory or maybe you need a third party and a pox on all their houses here in Washington. But it's awfully frustrating. I mean, how many times over the last couple of years between the debt limit and the super committee and the fiscal cliff and now sequestration, and, you know, by the end of the month, we run out of money for the government. You could have a shutdown. How many times have we gone over this and are going to continue to go over it, and we don't solve the basic problem, which is that we're $16 trillion in debt?
And when there is an eventual compromise, we probably will be so flabbergasted we won't believe it.
Well, I'll tell you what. I don't think you need to worry about that anytime soon, Brennan. I don't think that there's going to be a solution anytime soon, and that's really a pity.